Today's episode is something special. I'm doing something I've never done before on the podcast. I'm answering a listener's letter on air. Crystal, one of my incredible followers, has given me permission to share her story and coach her through a challenge that I know many of you can relate to. If you've ever felt out of touch with your body's signals, this episode will give you the tools to start rebuilding that trust step by step with no drama. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 53. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I've talked about this before, but this is the first time on this podcast that we will be doing this. I get many letters from my followers and I love them all and I answer all of them. But I've been talking about answering some letters on the air. A lovely woman wrote to me with a quite detailed, very interesting question. The reason I selected her, with her permission, of course, is that it's not uncommon. I know that you may relate to a lot of different parts of her question. This letter is from Crystal, and Crystal has given us permission to talk about and coach her through this episode. I want you to see if you can relate to any of the struggles that Crystal's having with reading the hunger signals from her body. I want you to use this coaching session to troubleshoot your own hunger signals and your fullness signals, of course, and to get better at knowing when and how much to feed yourself. Your goal is to be internally guided by the signals from your body. What I mean by that is to be able to eat just like a baby eats, right? A baby that is not overfed, of course, or just like an animal eats. Same thing, an animal that is not overfed, but in their own natural rhythm from a little hungry to a little full. I'm going to read parts of this letter, and I want you to just listen and imagine if you can relate to these questions and these issues. Here goes. Since listening to your videos and realizing I'm in control of my thoughts, I have lost 27 pounds in 4 weeks. Let me pause for a moment and say, Crystal, that's amazing, just from listening and applying what you learn. She goes on to say, it feels easy and natural and like it is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm sure you can imagine what diets I have tried, and I'm sure you have heard it all. I want to continue to move forward and push through this. I just had a quick question. I'm having a hard time telling if and when I am hungry. I don't know why, but I rarely feel hunger. Is this from years of eating for pleasure? Is my stomach broken? Are there any tips or tricks you have on this? The only thing I can feel is a bubbly feeling in my gut, but no actual hunger pains. Any feedback you can provide is appreciated. Then I asked Crystal if she could elaborate a little bit more on what she does feel and what eating is like for her. Here's what she said. There have been very few times in my life when I physically felt hunger. It was mostly when I was younger and food was scarce. As an adult, I have never let myself get to that point where I was physically hungry. My usual thought is, well, it's 12 p.m., time for lunch, or, oh my, look at that dessert. I must have it with no regard to my stomach whatsoever. This means that I am always full. I would never let myself feel physical hunger because it was such a bad feeling as a child. I didn't want to ever feel that way again. I basically have two modes. Either I'm starving mentally, or I've just stuffed myself to the point of not being able to function. This is a normal feeling for me. Since listening to the videos and making some mental adjustments, I realized I have no connection to my body. If I do, it's very faint and almost non existent. Before I eat now, I ask myself, am I hungry? My answer is always, I don't know. I try to reason with myself and think about all the external factors as if they will give me some sort of direction on what decision to make. Then I start to think, okay, I haven't eaten in 8 hours and I still feel full. Is that normal? I must be hungry because I haven't eaten all day. The physical feelings just aren't there. The only physical feeling I can feel is this slight bubbling in my stomach. I can also feel it in my throat and mouth when I haven't eaten for a while. This doesn't really feel like hunger, just more of an uncomfortable feeling. When I eat based on those physical cues, I tend to not know when to stop because I wasn't sure how hungry I was to begin with. And the last part of her question is, what I have been doing is eating less than I was before and stopping when the next bite tastes slightly different or not as good as the initial bite. I am honestly not sure if I'm getting enough food because I'm scared I'll overeat and start to feel uncomfortable. I am looking for a way to get back in touch with my physical needs. I'm just not sure how to do this. Did I break my sensors? Am I permanently damaged? This is really the root of my question. Definitely, definitely nothing is wrong here. First, I want to give Crystal applause, and to any of you who've been through something similar and have a similar issue where it's difficult, I want you to know that it is pretty normal when you've spent years running from hunger that it gets really quiet. It's kind of like your mind is disconnecting from your body. It doesn't do that literally, but that's what it feels like. If you fear hunger, it's because you've been through a period where you weren't sure you would get what you need. If you don't feel physical hunger, you are hungry. Your body needs food no matter what your mind is telling you. But I understand that it's hard to tell if you're starving or stuffed. So that signal is dim, but it's not gone. And it sounds to me like the signals that you're describing in your throat and your mouth and that bubbly feeling are hunger. Maybe you have an idea of what hunger should feel like, and it feels different for everyone. You also mentioned the word hunger pains. Hunger is not really painful. We think of it mostly as hunger pangs, P-A-N-G-S, where you're just feeling a discomfort in your stomach. Hopefully none of us get as really empty and starving to feel it in physical pain. That would be pretty extreme. It's understandable though, that if in a period of your life, if you didn't get enough, that you would do anything to avoid that extremely empty, very, very hungry feeling. It's like if you were driving your car and at one point in your life, you ran out of gas and got stuck somewhere. It was really frightening. You will never do that again. If that ever happened to you, you would go out of your way. Maybe if the tank is down a quarter or a half, you will fill it right up right away. That's understandable, right? I want you to start by reassuring yourself that right now, as an adult, you have enough. And you will always have enough. You will make sure of that. That can be your new mantra that you need to keep retraining your brain, which is going to go into survival mode. There's not enough. You're in danger. You're going to starve. You have to keep eating. What we want to do is form a new pathway in your brain, letting your higher brain know, your adult brain know, that there is enough and you will get what you need. For right now, it's okay to go either by the clock or by portions and just give yourself a small meal or a snack every 3 to 4 hours and take that bubbly feeling as hunger. One thing that you can do is to have food prepped. make sure that it's available and ready to eat. Because then when you do get that tiny empty feeling, even if you don't recognize it or see it as that, let's assume that's what it is. Then you will be able to reassure yourself because food is close. Food is ready and available. I want you to practice swinging on that pendulum from instead of very, very full to very, very empty, more somewhere in the middle to a little full to a little empty and back and forth. One thing you might do is check in each hour. Set a timer, set your computer, set your phone to just go off with a gentle noise. And when it goes off, try to focus on the body, not the mind, not saying, well, I had a sandwich and a salad, I shouldn't be hungry. Instead of doing that, just check in, get quiet for a minute and say, how do I feel? How does my body feel? How does my stomach feel? Do I feel empty? Try to focus on body, not mind, every 3 or 4 hours. I like what you're doing by judging the fullness when the taste starts to change and it's not as delicious as when you started. Because if we really, really are paying attention when we are hungry, if we're really paying attention, food will taste more delicious than when there's no longer any hunger there. I also want you to try to eat slow enough to notice if there's any kind of pause in your eating, where you catch yourself doing like a big sigh, where you just pause for a minute and sigh. That's another signal that your body is getting close to having enough. Look for that empty feeling. Know that it's going to be muted. Nothing is broken. Once you start getting used to eating in a rhythm, then I want you to start to rate your hunger, not just saying I'm hungry, but to be able to put a number on it, because this will help you really, really get in touch with what's going on for you. Just guess. You're saying, Crystal, that you might be worried that you're not getting enough food. And I know your weight is coming off, and I know that's what you want to happen. But I understand that it also can be a little bit scary because the weight is really coming off, but the amount that you were eating before was supporting all your extra weight. Now that you're eating less, that extra weight is not being maintained. So it's natural that it would start coming off. As you get closer to your goal, that weight loss, of course, is going to slow down. But just be interested, just be curious. I definitely do not want you to restrict your food, meaning I don't want you to say no to eating when your body is genuinely hungry. If you're just in the habit of eating, it's okay to say no. If you are feeling emotional about something and it's uncomfortable and you're used to eating when you're emotional, it's okay to say no to that too. But if you do start to feel hunger in your body, even though you still want to lose weight, I do not want you to not eat when you're hungry. I want you to honor the hunger so that you're really building a strong connection again that was lost between the signals your body gives you and the signals that your brain picks up. Okay, so try not to be discouraged and keep experimenting. I want you to really give yourself a pat on the back. Firstly, you have not given up. With everything you've been through and the struggle that you're facing now and in the past, you've still cultivated hope to keep going, right? You're experimenting with what works. You're open to trying new things. You're checking in with yourself to see if you can learn anything. These are all wonderful, wonderful things. And you're open to looking at an old problem in a new way. That's what I have to say to Crystal, and that's what I have to say to you. If you can relate to this and it's a challenge for you, remember what we say. Take it as a challenge without the drama, as just a problem to be solved. And it is solvable. The main thing is that you want to learn what empty feels like. You want to play detective. And once you learn to do this, the cool thing is you can go anywhere, and you will always have the perfect way of knowing with you of when to eat and when to stop. Don't be discouraged if this takes a little while, but relax and know that your body is not broken. The signals disappeared to protect you from something that seemed impossible to bear, especially because you were young. Those signals will come back. You can do this. Be patient with yourself. For now, be curious about your own hunger, and we will go on from there. That's it for now, and I hope to see you all back here next week. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms Together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.